Agenda item number five, discussion of possible action on subdivision public property.
This is the last item that I have, and I say the best for last always. Claim of surplus personal property listing, and we're required, as I mentioned before, again, under our statute, whenever we have property, the authority has property that's determined to have value, that we are required for y'all's authorization to declare it surplus. So that's what the purpose of this particular item is, and you can see the list. Go forward real quick, and then I'll read it in a second, but just real quickly, give anybody a chance to, any questions. We have some welding machines that have since been replaced with some other welding machines no longer needed. We have some scrap iron at Possum Kingdom, a significant amount that needs to be disposed of. We have several vehicles scattered throughout here that are being replaced. In fact, almost all these vehicles have been ordered. We don't have them yet on site, but they'll be coming in the next few weeks or months or so. And then there's some other things. This item down at Central Basin, this furnace is an item in our lab that's used in some of our, to burn off some aspects of lab sample material and stuff like that. It's been replaced. That furnace has been replaced with a new furnace. We don't need it. Again, vehicles. We had a shelter that we uses to hold storm samples that we collect that was damaged that no longer can be repaired and stuff. So that material will be disposed of. Again, vehicles. And again, central office. These are some just old office equipment items that are no longer that are obsolete, no longer being used and stuff like that need to be. They may or may not have any value. We may discover. We'll put these out on auction and things, and they may not bring any bids and stuff, in which case we'll just dispose of them, but we're not sure at this point. So old typewriter, vehicles, and then IT. We routinely have, obviously, computer equipment that we replace and rotate out, and that's what this is listing a number of pieces of equipment that are no longer functioning, obviously. So, any questions on that? Otherwise, I will read this for
John. John takes a lot of abuse whenever he gets this, and he couldn't answer a simple question. What is a typewriter? So that's what I have to do.
There's something like that on me. Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to dispose of the volume surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. Possum King. Description. 3 Lincoln SAE 400 diesel welding machines, serial numbers U1950-52-1105, U1940-22-5399, and A1203207. Reason for disposal no longer needed. Description. 1 Lincoln SAE 350 diesel welding machine, serial number A1206043. Reason for disposal no longer needed. Description. Approximately 8 tons of scrap iron. Reason for disposal not usable. Possum Kingdom continued. Description. 2003 Ford F-150, vehicle number 2073, 122,115 miles. Reason for disposal. Repairs not cost efficient. To be replaced with a 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Lake Granbury. Description. 1994 Ford F-250, vehicle number 3487, 123,992 miles. Reason for disposal. Repairs not cost effective. To be replaced with a 2013 Ford F-250 Super Cab. Description. 2003 Ford Expedition, vehicle number 9222, 132,480 miles. Reason for disposal. Repairs not cost efficient. To be replaced with a 2013 Chevy Tahoe. Central Basin. Description. 1 Lindbergh Blue Muffle Furnace number 1, model BR51894C-1, serial number S11R507380SR. Reason for disposal. Heating element burns out. Not cost effective for repair. Replace with thermoscientific muffle furnace. Central Basin. Continued. Description. 2003 Ford F-250, vehicle number 8569. 137,849 miles. Reason for disposal. Repairs not cost efficient. To be replaced with a 2013 Ford F-350 Super Cab. And East Williamson County Regional Water System. Description. 2007 Ford F-150, vehicle number 4695, 130,087 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost efficient to be replaced with the 2013 F-150 Super Cat. Technical services, environmental description, one storm sampler shelter, reason for disposal, damage beyond repair by storm not replaced. Technical services, SCADA, description, a 2008 Ford F-250, vehicle number 8680, 138,554 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost efficient to be replaced with a 2013 Ford F-150. Central office, description, one Duratype 244, D-E-K-R-O-Y, label maker, serial number, F-046035, reason for disposal, obsolete, replaced with a Brother label maker. Description one, Duratype 240-SE-CROY, label maker, serial number, EISE-0054, reason for disposal, obsolete, replaced with Brother label maker. Description two, Panasonic RP2692 foot pedals for transcriber. Reason for disposal, obsolete, replaced with digital recording device. Central office continued. Description one Panasonic RR830 standard cassette transcriber. Serial number WG3FA003644. Reason for disposal, obsolete, replaced with digital recording device. Description one, Brother LX900 laminator, serial number UF2543-J2J190234. Reason for disposal, obsolete, not replaced. Description one, 9200/3M overhead projector, serial number 557303. Reason for disposal, obsolete, not replaced. And description one, 5A-1, Smith Corona, XE1950 typewriter. Reason for disposal, obsolete, not replaced. Central office continued. Description one, PMD-101, Marantz cassette recorder, serial number MX01992556002. Reason for disposal, obsolete, not replaced. Description 2001, Ford Expedition, vehicle number 7101, 138,920 miles. Reason for disposal, repairs not cost efficient and not being replaced. Information technology, description, 12 Dell workstations, 2 Dell laptops, 5 digital video recorders, 12 printers, 23 monitors, 1 box of networking equipment, 2 Dell servers, 2 scanners, 1 interruptible power supply, 1 box of keyboards, 2 fax machines, 1 light controller, 1 firewall, 1 box of cables, and 1 Polaroid camera. Reason for disposal, non-functioning and or obsolete.
John, how many vehicles do we operate?
We have 113 vehicles in our fleet, the majority of which, of course, are trucks.
Yeah.
Nearly all of them are trucks. We do have a few passenger vehicles, but...
Well, I noticed that you were reading this. Most of them have 130,000 miles, so is that kind of a policy when they reach that? That's the trigger?
Our general rule of thumb is we look at vehicles when they get to about 125,000 miles to consider them for replacement. And we look at their maintenance history and what the current operations of the vehicle are. We just obviously talk with the folks that are utilizing the vehicle. And in some cases, we actually may determine, hey, the vehicle looks like it's still in pretty good shape. We can go another year with it. But in a lot of cases, we'll determine that this vehicle, the maintenance things are starting to start here. We're concerned about it. And it's not, as we say, it's not really cost efficient to continue to fix things because other things may start breaking down. Obviously, we utilize these vehicles pretty significantly. And by the time they get, our experience has been by the time they get to about that level, it's when they... we feel like from a safety and just sort of cost efficiency standpoint, it makes sense to retire them and get another vehicle.
Do we put out for bid each of those vehicles? How do
we do. We actually participate under the state purchasing co-op. And we actually buy the when we are you, I'm sorry, you're talking about how we dispose of them or how we buy new ones?
Oh, how you buy them?
How we buy new ones under state purchasing plan. We get extremely good pricing. They're through dealers. We end up getting them through dealers, but we determine the specifications. It's really through the budget process. We determine what the vehicle specifications need to be for a replacement vehicle, even the equipment and all that stuff, and review all that. That gets put in the budget. You all approve the budget in July. It's only after all that's approved then do we then proceed after the new budget year begins to order the new vehicles. And based upon the budget requirements that we have, we We determine specifications and we put them out and contact these purchasing groups that the state of Texas has actually already established, the state cooperative groups, and we get extremely, sort of amazingly good pricing from through these cooperative things, because they sell a whole lot of these vehicles to various state agencies and things like that. So that's how we buy them from that standpoint. In the case of disposal, we actually put them in an auction. The vehicles are all put on in an online auction process. We actually partner some way with the city of Waco, because they have a lot more vehicles they dispose of and deal with and stuff, and we utilize an auction group that they use to do that. We pay a little fee for the auction side of it, but we feel like that's the most efficient way to dispose of it.
Thank you. Any more questions? You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Clarence,
second. Please call the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Boylan?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Zaffanino?
Yes.